The law has been temporarily blocked since February 2013 when Planned Parenthood first filed suit to prevent the Attorney General and State Medical Examining Board from enforcing it. Planned Parenthood's attorney Susan Crawford says the law places a burden on the 45% of women who choose a medical rather than a surgical abortion because it requires a doctor to be present in the room with a woman when she ingests both the pills necessary to induce the abortion.
They give the first drug at the clinic. She actually ingests it, you know, in front of the doctor. The other one she ingests 24 to 48 hours later. There's a gap of time in between that happens when, you know, she goes home.
Crawford says the law carries criminal penalties if the doctor doesn't comply, and that will make clinics less likely to offer the medical abortions, despite the fact that it's less invasive than the surgical alternative and just as safe.
I mean, it's pretty hard to convince a doctor to carry out a procedure that might subject him to felony criminal penalties.
The state's lawyers argue doctors shouldn't worry about that because Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen has signed an agreement with all 72 district attorneys in the state pledging not to prosecute doctors for violating that provision of the law. But Crawford says Planned Parenthood isn't convinced that agreement is binding.
The state did not agree never to prosecute under these interpretations of the statute, regardless of what the state was saying in the courtroom today. That was not part of the agreement.
Judge Richard Neese has 90 days to decide whether to continue blocking the law or allow it to go into effect. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.